Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcasts across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning. It is a football Friday, our last show before we have a couple of days off for the holiday. So we'll get through all the games, Jets and Giants, those storylines, what's happening in baseball this morning, and of course Zion Williamson at the Garden last night and his reaction to the question, what about playing for the Knicks? So it's all out there, but it's a special morning here, Boomer, as we think about the holidays and Christmas coming up. And I am right now sporting one of your gifts to me, which is a Vikings ugly Christmas sweater that lights up. So if you're looking on CBS Sports Network, you can see that I've got an electronic sweater this morning with the lights going crazy on it. I could not love this thing any more than I do. Thank you very much.
Dude, you're very welcome, and it's very South Shore. You know, it really is. I'm wearing my Ranger jersey that does not light up, but Al's wearing a Bengal jersey or sweater today.
Ugly Christmas sweater,
ugly,
yes.
Ugly Christmas sweater, right? I actually ordered a Dolphins one for Eddie, a Cowboys one for Jerry, and a Bucks one for Al. The Bengal one is supposed to be for Bobby, but Bobby's not here today. Eddie's not here today. So, you know, you do a lot of ordering during the Christmas time,
yes,
right?
You do,
so
right.
I ordered these things like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the three of these came. The other three did not come. I gave the same address, the same name, and everything. So I've been waiting for them. These finally came this week. So now I'm waiting for the other three. I figured, okay, I'm going to get here today, and the other three are going to be here. No, they're not here. So now What do you have to do? You got to go back into your emails.
Oh, it's impossible.
I literally have 11,000 emails in my inbox, okay? and most of them are probably all from the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you got like 8 yesterday when you ordered his pelvic wand.
Yeah, I ordered a TheraWand, man. Now I'm getting all sorts of crazy emails from Amazon. Hey, you want to try this? You want to try that? I got vibrators. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Wow.
So anyway, so now I'm going to go back in my email, and I'm trying to figure out why the other three sweaters didn't come. So now I am caught in a web trying to figure this out. I have to be like Columbo to figure out where they are, what happened to them. I finally find an email from 10 days ago saying that part of the package was sent back to where it came from.
Well, why did that happen?
It said incorrect address. I'm like, wait a minute, incorrect address? It's all the same freaking address, and wow. We're wearing three of them.
Right.
The other three got sent back by FedEx.
Ooh, not good.
I don't know. There's probably a million deliveries here at this building, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would think so, yeah.
And somehow these made them, and the other ones didn't make it. So now they sent it back. So now you got to call FedEx. Right, so I got Allie in there on the phone with FedEx right now, trying to figure the whole thing out.
Well,
she's literally been in there almost a half an hour now, trying to figure this out. And you know, you get the voice automated thing. Tracking number, please. You put your tracking number. Okay. Well, okay. Then it's something else, and then it's something else, and then it's something else, and then it's something else. You just want to shoot yourself, honestly.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's just like you want to stick toothpicks in your eyeballs and rip them out.
Well, what do you think's going to happen though? You think you're going to be able to get them before the end of the show?
Idea
you know,
where
the,
no,
because these things don't really like once Christmas is over, it sort of loses its allure until next year. You know?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking we could do it, wear them for our holiday. I mean, our New Year's Eve show or something. I have no idea.
Right.
I have no idea what the hell is happening. And I tried. I got Allie back there trying. She goes, oh, I know how to do this. I'm like, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Go
have
figure
fun.
Figure this out. So Fanatics basically, I don't know if it's Fanatics fault or if it's FedEx's fault.
Bottom line, you got screwed, right?
We got screwed, but you got your
yeah, I got mine.
I got my sweater, so I feel pretty good about
that. This is one of those things that it's someone else's problem because I got my wonderful sweater, you know? So I feel bad that Jerry doesn't have his Cowboys, and Eddie wasn't here anyway, so whatever. But I've got mine, and it lights up. And nobody else's lights up.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm feeling special.
When you go out tonight in Bellport, the Painters, man, you're going to be rocking it.
I got a work wedding tonight, actually. Yeah, so I'll be hanging out with Mark Malusis and a bunch of guys from CBS Sports Radio.
You got to wear that tonight.
Tiki Barber and all
you
these
gotta
guys.
You got to wear that tonight.
I have to wear a suit, I believe. It's a wedding.
Wear that under your suit.
I'll wear this under the suit.
Yeah, you could be great.
Maybe I'll bring
it with me.
With
the rain and everything, you might get shocked or something.
Yeah, no, I know. I did think about that. Especially when I was getting out of the car this morning. I'm like, getting this thing wet is probably not a good thing. And I don't even know how the hell you wash it either. Because there's wires and all sorts of crazy stuff. I got like this battery pack on my hip. But it's all worth it. It's all worth it because I think it looks great.
And you got a big game this week against the Lions.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when you're...
the playoffs. Let's
right,
go.
Absolutely. Sure. I mean, the Lions are terrible. They better beat them.
Let me ask you a question. So your team has a potential to make it to the playoffs. You're not even excited about
that. No. Nope.
You know, that I should just slap you for every Jet and Giant fan right now. Just backhand you.
Right. I mean, maybe for... But the Jets are in a nice little rebuilding spot, whatever. I mean, this season was supposed to be about more. You know that.
Yes.
I mean, it's sort of like... Every Jet and Giant fan knows in the past that they've had seasons like this where expectations were high and you feel like they're not going to meet them.
But what happens if they do meet them? What happens if they
exceed? Then I'll get excited.
Then you're going to be like Evan, and you're going to be like all over Atkinson, right?
Well, no, what I'll do is, I've told myself already, I cannot get excited for another NFC Championship game if they get into that, because I just, every time that happens, they just get crushed. It's one game. It's about one game for them in my lifetime. So I think, you know, if they end up getting in that game and I feel like they're going to win and the clock finally hits all zeros and they go to the Super Bowl, then that would be awesome. But that's not going to happen because I'd have to win a bunch of road games.
You know what it is? It's one series.
Oh, God.
One quarter.
Right.
One half.
Right.
One game.
All on the road in the playoffs with really good teams.
Remember the New York Giants in 2007, Al? Remember when there was somebody that was sitting to the left of me said, you know, if they make it, I'll walk across the Brooklyn Bridge in a Speedo?
Sure, but that stuff happens to the Giants, though.
I do recall that. Yeah, yeah.
That stuff happens to the Giants.
I think we should recreate that. If the Vikings make it. Look, you slim down now, man. You got a beach body.
No. I'm not going to recreate that. I will not. And then I don't even think, I've got no faith in them.
Nobody had faith in the Giants either.
Yeah, right. I get it. But the Giants have had a history of doing special things where the Vikings have a history of getting to big games and losing. So it's just different. It's an organizational thing. It's an organizational thing. And when you go to an NFC Championship game, you believe that you've upgraded the quarterback position. You give a guy $90-something million, whatever it is. And now you're sitting here barely squeaking by getting into a wild card and watching the Bears win the division when the Packers are so far down. It's disgusting.
I get it. You know, at the end of the day, though, you have a new offense coordinator who was fired. You have a new quarterback. You got a new way of doing things. It takes a while for things to take hold. Now, what happens? What happens if in the next 2 weeks, one of the teams in front of you happens to lose their starting quarterback? Those things are happening right now in the NFL. Right. That's why I'm like 18 games.
Sure. You know what it'll remind me of? It'll remind me of last year where the team that the Vikings played in the NFC Championship game had lost their starting quarterback, and the Vikings got their ass kicked by the backup. That's what it'll remind me of.
You know something? You are just like, you just have a negative answer for everything.
But those are facts. Like, I mean, you gave me the worst example possible to get excited about.
We're heading into the holiday season. You have your Minnesota Vikings sweater on.
I do.
It's lighting up. It's got lights on it.
I like the way it looks.
You should be happy.
I am happy.
No, you're not
happy. I'm totally happy.
I think you're tormented.
No, when it comes to them, I don't have positive feelings about them. But everything else, I'm thrilled, man. I'm excited for next week. I'm excited for tonight. I've got a bunch of great stuff.
And I just want to say, I got to work this morning. I had two nice gifts on my desk. You brought me the Oreos and the Johnny Walker Blues.
You got the card, too, right?
Yeah, I got the card. All right, good. The card's very sweet. Very sweet. Okay. I want to make sure
the card didn't get lost in the mix.
I almost teared up.
All right, good.
I really, honestly.
Because with all the gifts on your desk, I want to make sure you saw the card, you read the card.
It was almost like a love letter. I mean, it was a little much.
It was not a little much. I think it was perfect. Perfect.
Al, maybe you should go back and read it.
No, it seems personal. No, he can't read that. It's to you.
I almost cried. I almost teared up, man.
Oh, honestly, it was a little much. Right.
You touched me.
That's what I like to do. I like a personal note. I'm a big fan of that.
And I've always told you that.
That's very good. Right, absolutely.
All right, so now the other thing is Al gave me two gifts.
Oh, did he?
He goes, boom. He's so proud of himself, too. He goes, I combine two of your favorite things, the New York Rangers and the American flag. I said, okay. So I opened up the gift, and there is a sweatshirt that has Rangers on it in the American flag.
Oh, wow.
So that was nice.
That's
Thank
nice.
You, Al.
I also said the
oh,
same
you're
thing.
Welcome.
I combined two of your favorite things, cookies and scotch.
Now, so let me ask you a question now. The little Ranger figurine that you
yeah.
am I going to go home and play with that?
No, no, it's a four-year tree.
Oh, it's a Christmas
it's
tree.
An ornament.
Oh, I thought it was like a little figurine.
Oh,
like, I was
going
home. Here's a Henrik Lundqvist, and he's making a save. Look at that. Like, what are you doing here? Okay, so that's a Christmas tree ornament.
Yes, perfect.
An ornament.
Ornament.
Thank you.
Yeah, so there you go. You're not going to play with the figurine.
I mean, you can
way,
play
I,
with it.
I will not get your wand, your TheraWand, for your pelvic floor muscles until I think when we come back.
Okay, well, they'll be very tight by then, but I'll be really looking forward to using it.
It might be too late.
Man. I'm looking forward to hearing how you use it.
It might be too late. Did you see that the Johnny Walker Blue had the New York City skyline?
I
on
did.
It?
I
how about
it,
that
of
one?
I did.
Huh?
Yes. Yes.
Huh? Not bad. It's pretty good. Now I'm proud of myself too. Like Al was proud. Of himself.
You should be. I heard you over at the Americana Manhasset yesterday.
Yes. We don't need to talk about that.
Why not?
Well, because one of the gifts that I got, someone who is paying attention to the show right now might know exactly where I went. So we'll just leave that alone. Yes. Right. So now I'll get a text from my wife any second. What'd you get me? So
I'm sorry.
Those things. No. It's fine. It's fine.
Word got out to me.
No, I know.
I mean, you're famous.
Right.
Like people said, hey, I see Gio over at the Americana Manhasset.
Right.
I don't know if you went to 2x London or something.
No, well, no, don't get her too excited.
All right.
Exactly where I was going. But no, I believe I got a nice gift yesterday.
Allie, did you figure it out?
Can you really?
Allie, can you get on the mic there, Allie, and tell me what's going on? So Allie's our makeup gal, and I've asked her to go check out what was going on with Fanatics. What happened, Allie?
You're issued a refund.
Yes. Oh, that's nice.
I took care of it.
Thank you very much.
So you're not getting the sweaters,
though. How long did it take you to figure it out?
I just got on the phone and I handled it.
Oh, okay.
Excuse us.
All right. Jeez. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
All right, great.
But we're not getting the sweaters, though. You're not getting the other ones.
No, I mean, listen, if it's, I guess they're not sending them. I don't know.
You're going to have to do this. Hopefully they have the same thing on NFL.com or wherever Fanatics next year.
I have no idea why it was so easy for her, but it was so hard for me.
Well, because I get frustrated easily. You've dealt with enough crap in your life. See, this is the thing that I think
the older you get, the more frustrated it
becomes.
Right,
and your patience becomes thinner and thinner and thinner.
Right.
And that's why the term grumpy old man...
No, that's Phil Sims. That's not
well,
me.
Well, yeah, but I'm not
right?
saying you,
Am
but
right
just that term for older guys is out there because it's you just get this like level of like you have a crap ceiling, right? And then once you take so much crap and it hits that crap ceiling, then you're done. And you've been done. You've been probably several years. You're done with your crap. And then something like this, you don't want to deal with this. Like I call this person, get that person, email. You've got no patience for that. None.
Especially at 5:30 in the morning.
Right. No patience.
There's nobody going to answer the phone, right?
I mean, I'm younger than you. I've got the, you know,
couple... I know how Sour Shoes feels. Nobody answers the phone.
Right. I know. I don't think he has any feelings, that guy. I think he just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. But yeah, no, I don't blame you. I mean, I'm the same way. So frustrated, short fuse, can't deal with anything. Yesterday, I'm out shopping. I'm ready to just kill somebody. You know, you're backing out of a spot. Someone's going around you. You want to get out and, you know, punch them in the face, but you don't.
Right.
You know, you get your Jerry Recco motivational speeches going on in the car to make sure that you keep everything calm. So, yeah. Jerry will probably have the Zion audio when he comes in here. I would imagine that he will have it. He had a chance to talk to him about it yet. But there's different takes on whether or not Zion Williamson was disrespecting the Knicks.
Oh, he's not disrespecting.
He's 18 years old. Or excited about the Knicks.
He is 18 years old.
Well, you kind of have to.
He's not disrespecting anybody.
Well, right, but it's one of those things where it's like, is he...
You know
I don't know.
Is?
When you watch the video, you're like, oh, man, is he cringing at the thought of
playing for
the Knicks?
No, dude, you know what he is? He's a man-child. just remember that. I know when you look at him, you say, oh, my God, this guy's like 30 years old. He's like just a tremendously fit, large human being. He's 18 years old.
Right.
So to like try to figure out whether or not he's being nothing but respectful, I think. And there's no reason for him to be anything other than that. And obviously, people are listening to us talk about him for the last month and saying what we've been saying. They're going to ask him about playing for the Knicks.
Yeah, of course. Now, it's I happen to think that he answered it well, and the reason he reacted the way he did was because he didn't. So basically what happens is someone says, what about the Knicks? And he like looks at his teammate like, Like, what am I supposed to do here type of thing? And then he's like, RJ, talking about RJ Barrett. He goes, I think that's RJ's team. RJ, you want to play for the Knicks? And it's like one of these weird things. And then he goes into his answer about, oh, I'd love to play for the Knicks. And any team that wants me, I'd love to play for them. And he also said 41 games at the Garden. That sounds great.
Wouldn't RJ want to play for the Toronto Raptors? I believe he's from Toronto.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe he loves the Knicks too. I don't know either. But all I know is this. The Knicks have got to keep on losing to have a chance to get one of those two special,
big
special
one,
players.
Big one tonight against the Hawks too. You got to make sure that you do not win this game.
I hope the fellas went out last night and got lit.
Right. Exactly. Holiday season.
Not the Hawks, the Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks, right.
I mean, we need a Joakim Noah around here for this.
We should maybe throw them a party. Like before one of these games against one of these bad teams, we should throw the Knicks a party. You know, unlimited alcohol, stay out all you want.
This is moments where you miss a guy like Joakim Noah.
Right.
He could just take the team down with him totally. And Carmelo, too, for that matter. Maybe
get everybody
Mel will get us 25 and he'll be happy.
Oh,
and the
that
team
would
will
be
lose.
Genius. If they
I'd
brought Melo
if
they
back,
brought
yeah.
Melo back just to torpedo this team, that would be the greatest thing that would ever happen. Like, think about it. Like, that would be worth the whole Carmelo experience if he came back and torpedoed the Knicks right back down. Into the toilet to the point where we guaranteed they'd be in the top three.
He could get his, he could get his.
We could go through this again. Tell the world I'm coming. Oh, that would just be poetic justice.
Oh, man.
Here comes Carmelo to
I
make sure the Knicks.
I got my 30. I don't care. I got my 30. I'm a scorer. I got it. He lost. Good.
Oh, it would be amazing. Like the Knicks just get worse and worse because Carmelo's there. He's just infecting the whole locker room.
And bring back Joakim.
Both of them.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.